Okay, we're up to Shir HaShirim, the final perek, perek Ches in Shir HaShirim of the eighth perek of this love story. And again, the entire Sefer is all about Hashem talking to Bnei Yisrael, Bnei Yisrael talking to Hashem, Bnei Yisrael talking to the other nations, defending her relationship, the other nations talking to Bnei Yisrael, saying Hashem has rejected you, or why don't you leave? That's the whole Sefer. And again, it's written by Shlomo HaMelech at a time when everything was great, but it's referring to a time when things would not be great and we would be yearning to come back. So here we go. Mi Tencha. So we start off by talking Rashi again. Most of what we've said has been following with Rashi. Mi Tencha Ka'achli. Right? Bnei Yisrael are describing, oh, how I wish that you could be like my brother, Yonek Shtei Imi, that suckles from my mother. What does that mean? Be like my brother? So Rashi says it means, maybe it's a reference to, you know, you should give, show me comfort, like Yosef comforted his brothers. The brothers did something wrong, and Yosef said, it's okay. So we did something wrong, Hashem, and we yearn for the time that you could tell us it's going to be okay. If you look at the Mitzvot David here, he says, Gamzi midivrei achashuka. I just want to give you a hug and a kiss. I just want to show some affection. But if you can't hug and kiss somebody in public, right? Public displays of affection are not generally what halacha allows and recommends. But I just want to go and I hug you and kiss you. But when it's a little child, when it's a little sibling, a brother or sister, then that's okay. That's acceptable. So that's what we're saying. Mi tencha ka'achli, I wish you were my brother so I could just go and hug you, says the Mitzvot David. Umi teino tcha shetia lamuli ka'ach katan, shadayin yonik shteimi, shein bosha chosol nashko b'shukim, and then my taiva will be fulfilled. Mi teino, we continue the pasuk now. Emsacha b'chutz, I'll find you outside, ashakcha, I will give you to drink, amlo yavuzuli, they won't be mevasa, they won't think of me any negatively. And the Mitzvot David continues, Mi itein v'yasuru hasibos hamonos, k'chez kasyadu umos ukolagas hagayim, I wish all of the factors that are preventing us from being so close will disappear. The strength of the umos ha'olam. What does it mean, give a hug and a kiss to Hashem? It means publicly serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it means. Hayiti oz osekes betar v'mitzvos b'chol makomos malach asi. Right, that's the first simen in Shulchan Aruch. The first simen in Aruch Hayim in the Torah. The Torah quotes the Mishnah from Pirkei Avos, Yehuda ben Tema Omer, Havi az kanomer, kal kanosher, rat katzviki bar ka'ari. I should be like these strong animals that do their work, and I should use those midos to serve you, Hashem. Four things are specified. The first is az kanamer lefi shehu klal gadol ba'avodas habor yisparach. This is a klal gadol and avodas Hashem. Lefi shepa'amim adam chafetz la'asos mitzvah. V'nimna mila'asosa. A person wants to do a mitzvah, but he doesn't do it. Why? Mipnei bnei adam shem mal'igim olav, because of people who scoff at him. And they said, "You, what are you doing?" Alkein hizir shetoiz panecha kenegan maligim. Don't worry about the maligim. Val timne milasos a mitzvah. Don't not do it. Don't not do it. V'chein amar Yochanan ben Zakkai l'talmidov. Yehi ratzot yimar shemayim aleichem kamar basav adam. Right, you should focus and you should fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu like you fear people and be in awe. So here, that's what this pasuk is saying. I wish I could show my love for you in public, and in that way, have my desire fulfilled. There, in the Beis Halevi Haggadah, it says here that maybe these two phrases are referring to, the next pasuk is referring to the fact that we miss Torah and we miss Nevuah. And both of those we wish to have, because we're missing Torah in Galus. We think we have Torah in Galus. We're missing. Right? We daven. We're missing Torah. The fact that we don't have a base of English means we're missing some Torah. And that's why we daven for Torah. We daven for Nevuah. That's what he says that the next pasuk is telling us. And Hagcha Aviachel Beisimi. I'll bring you back to Beisimi. What's Beisimi? Rashi says the base of English. Talamdeni, and there you'll teach me. Ashkecha miyayin harekach, and I will give you to drink from the wine. Harekach me asis rimoni. Rashi is referring to the karbanos and the nesachim. But if you look in the Haggadah of the Beis Halevi, he quotes here from the Briska Rav that Nira Lavar Kinesis Yisrael misonenes umivakeshos lashnei dvar machaserim labagalusa Torah unavu. And he quotes many psukim in Tanakh that refer to these two things, and he says that's these two. Emsacha bachutz eshkacha ki eshakcha, the pasuk of eshakcha hukinu lenavua. I want to have the kiss of your mouth. That's a reference to nevuah, the closeness that we feel. And also, in that's referring to the Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaKnesses, Mikdash Ma'ad, and the Torah that we're lacking. And that's what we daven for. And then we turn to the Umos HaOlam, and we say, Hashem hasn't rejected us. Smolo tachas roshi, v'imino techabkeini. His left hand is under my head supporting me, and his right hand is embracing me. Right? It looks like we're forlorn and we're forgotten. Thousands of years, all the nations of the world say, we're going to destroy the Jews, we're downtrodden, but look around, we're still here. Obviously, v'imino techabkeini still exists. Hishvati eschem enos Yerushalayim, and again we say to the nations of the world, a number of times we've had a pasuk like this, we swear and we cause them to swear and adjure you, don't mess up my relationship. Don't try to abuse and infiltrate. Matir mataoru, don't jump up and try to affect esa'ava, achetechbats. Until it's ready, until it's time to go back, but the loyalty is there. And this is our declaration that we are loyal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, the negative forces that we're davening to be removed, like the Mitzvot David said, that's alluded to in that Gemara Maseches Brachos, where the Gemara says that we wish we could serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We should serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Remember the Gemara there on Daf Yud Zayin. But we recognize that there are negative forces. Rabbi Alexandri, Basar Damatz Liyamar, Rabbi Alexandri used to end every Shmon Esrei with the following, Ribona Olamim, Galuv Yadu Alefanecha, Asher Ritzoneinu La'asos Bitzoncha. We want to do your Ratzon, Umi Ma'akev, Sa'ar Shebe'isa V'Shibet Galios. What's holding us back? The Sa'ar Shebe'isa, our own Gaiva, and Shibet Galios, an external. So it's the internal and it's the external. Yihi Ratzon Lefanecha, Shetatzileinu Miyadim. Help us, save us from these forces. V'Nashuv La'asos Rechutei Ritzonecha, B'Lev Avshalem. We'll be able to serve you, B'Lev Shalem. But again, that's the tefillah that we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Gemara Brachos Yud Zayin, and that's what's referenced to here. We want to come back and have all of the mechitzas removed. Now Hashem says, Mizos Olam in the Midbar. Hashem remembers what it was like. Who is coming up from the Midbar? Hashem remembers our first date. Sometimes a couple can be married for years and years, but they think back to those early dates that was something special that one could feel and recognize. So Hashem does that. Who? Remember the Midbar? Misrapekes al-doda that jumps for its dod. Tachas ha-tapuach orarticha. Right? Under the tapuach, I awakened you. What does that mean? A couple of different pshatim it could be. Tachas ha-tapuach could mean what the Gemara says in Masechah Sota. Remember that Gemara? Sota daf yud aleph. What happened in Mitzrayim itself. The faith that the women showed. The Gemara there. Sota yud aleph. Bischar nashim tzidkanios. Shehayu ba'oso adar. Nigalu yisol mi Mitzrayim. Bischus nashim tzidkanios. The Jews were redeemed. When they went to get water, they had fish, and they got water, and then they washed themselves, and then they went out to their husbands in the field, who were not in the mood. They gave them food and drink, and was with it, they were together in the privacy of different fields, Bein Shvatayim, and what happens, they had kids there, and this is all, right, when they had to give birth, Holchos V'yoldos B'sad HaTachas HaTapuach, Shenemar, our Pasuk, Tachas HaTapuach, O Rarticha. V'HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shalech Mishmei Maro Mishem Menaker U'Mashaper Osan, and then Hashem sent people to take care of the kids, and they were swallowed by the earth, but that's Tachas HaTapuach, maybe it's in Mitzrayim, Rashi says, under Tapuach, maybe it's a reference to Kafal HaMarkagigas, Zachor Ki B'Tachtas Har Sinai Ahasui Al Roshi Kemin Tapuach, the Kafal HaMarkagigas, and get into the whole discussion of what exactly had it before. It's Tosfos' question in Shabbos Taf Peches. How did this work with Nasa V'Nishma? Maybe we needed to be forced with the Torah Shebaal Peh. Maybe it was as clear to us as if we were forced. But either way, that's the Tachas HaTapuach, either in Mitzrayim or right after Mitzrayim. Shama, there in the early days, Chiblascha Imecha, there, your mother had Chev Chibla from the word Chev Leleda, was in labor pain. You see, as Mitzrayim, that time period was when we, our mother, so to speak, we gave birth. Am Yisrael was born. Shama Chibla Yiladascha, the one that they gave birth to you. So now we, Bnei Yisrael, now turn to Hashem. After that declaration from Hashem, Simeini kechosam alibecha, please place me as a chotam on your heart. Never forget us. Please bring us back to be close to you. Kachosam al zaracha, on your heart, on your arm. Ki aza kamaves ahava. Maybe a phrase that has personified the entire nation over the past 2,000 years. Right? Our love is greater than death. Right? How often has a Jew, even the most unaffiliated Jew, stood up and took death instead of another religion? Ki aza kamaves ahava. My love is as strong as anything. Ritzon Lomar says, Mesudas David, Yoser akabel alai hamisa milasur avasi mimecha. I will not remove my love from you. Kasha kishol kina. And kasha, it's hard as the depth, kina, right? The kina that the other nations feel. Rav Dessler talks about there are two types of kina, of jealousy. One type of jealousy is what most of the time we have, and that is we want something of somebody else's. We think we deserve it. We think magiali, we don't want them to have it, or even if we don't care about them having it, we want to have it. But then there's another type of jealousy. Again, this is in the Rav Dessler Agada, that it's only about that they have. It's just that they exist. I want to be the one in charge. I want to be the only one. The fact that someone else exists itself, that itself is makana. Shu makana is mitzius chaveiro, hu choshev amok bilvavo, ki tzorech lios hayachid, v'chol mitzius achirim lo tiel arak mitzius avadav, ashe yishlod hu bahem, v'yisham shu kirtzono. And that's the kina. We talk about that. It's hard when the other nations, right, the Gemara already says that since Maimon Har Sinai, there's an inherent hatred that they have for us and a jealousy. Rishafeha rishpei shal hevesya, talking about the coals, the hot coals, different from what that phrase means. It means our love is like hot coals, or they try to be hot coals to us. And then we have one of the most beautiful psukim in all of Tanakh. Mayim rabim. It's Pashas Hashem is talking. Mayim rabim lo yuchlu lechabos es ha'ahava. All the great waters cannot distinguish the ahava that Hashem tells the to all. Rashi says, Mayim Rabim is referring to the nations of the world. All the nations, no matter what you do to my people, I know they're going to stay loyal. Lo yuchlu l'chabos ha'ava, unaharos lo yishtefu, and rivers won't flood it away. Again, in the Beis Halevi Agada, Mayim Rabim, that is b'derech ha'teva. Derech ha'teva, it won't, there are floods. And Naharos, rivers are strong and flowing. That's nations that try to make Xeris against us. So A, the natural assimilation that takes place about being amongst others, and the Xeris against us, ultimately B'nai Yisrael will prevail. Ubir Adavar Nira, says the Beis Halevi, Demayim Rabim, this is the Grizz, Demayim Rabim Hainu Ofen Tivi, Shekashem Shetev Amayim Lachabos Haza Eish, Keng Sha'adam Dar Eitz Olomos Ha'olam, Tivo Shu Nimshach Achareim, V'nichpe Mitoch Ola'a La'at, V'naharos Heim Shotem B'chazaka B'koach Gadol, and those are the Xeros against us. So both of those won't be successful. Hashem says, Mayim Rabim. Lo yuchlu l'chabos ha'ava, our relationship is forever. If you look in the Imre Baruch, Rabbi Simon Sefer on Veschanan, he discusses, what does Veschanan have to do with Shabbos Nachamu, every year Shabbos Nachamu? Is there a connection between the content of the Parsha? So we know Veschanan is all about Moshe Rabbeinu davening and davening unsuccessfully. He doesn't get into Eretz Yisrael. Many sources tell us that if Moshe Rabbeinu would have gone into Eretz Yisrael and built the Beis HaMikdash would have had to be forever, because Moshe Rabbeinu would have created eternity. And what would happen if the Beis HaMikdash had to be eternal, and yet we violated and we sinned? Hashem would have had to punish us and not the Beis HaMikdash. And the Beis HaMikdash would have stayed, and we would have been destroyed. It was Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he didn't let Moshe in, so Moshe didn't build the Beis HaMikdash. So Mamela, when we sinned, he could take his anger out, as the Medrash says, on the stones and the wood of the Beis HaMikdash. That's where Rav Soloveitchik writes beautifully in an essay that up until, isn't it fascinating that on the afternoon of Tisha B'Av, Dafka, when the fires are getting bigger, and Rav Yochanan said we should fast on the 10th of Av, and not on the 9th of Av, Dafka, then we say that we feel a little bit lighter, and we start sitting on chairs, and we put on tefillin. Right? It's Tisha B'Av afternoon, what are we doing? Says Rav Soloveitchik, yeah, that's the point. And why do we have Nechama by Shabbos Nachamu? We still don't have a Beis HaMikdash. Says that it's exactly the idea. Because up until Tisha B'Av, nobody knew, not even the Malachim knew, whether Hashem would punish the perpetrators themselves, meaning us, or take a mashkon. That is, put his anger out on the stones and the wood that didn't sin. And finally, exactly once Hashem started burning the Beis HaMikdash, at that moment, ironically, we realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will never leave us. Hashem will always stay. Mayim Rabim, lo yuchlo l'chabos ha'sa'ava. Hashem says that about us, and we say that about Him. And that's what the other nations of the world cannot fathom. But that's this pasuk. Mayim Rabim, lo yuchlo l'chabos ha'sa'ava, unharos lo yishtefua. Im yitein ish es kol hon beiso ba'ava. If a person would give all of his money, boz yavuzu lo. Right, Hashem says to the nations, if you give all your money for my nation to give up the emuna, they'll laugh at you. They'll be mevazit. Hashem is meir that B'nai Yisrael will never leave being his people. Achos lanu ktana. Now, according to some, the Mefarshim, the Malachim say, Achos lanu, we have a small sister, meaning we are teamed up with the Malachim as being Avdei Hashem and those that praise him, v'shadayim einla. But shadayim einla, what does that mean? There's not physical maturity yet. It's not time for the geula yet. Rashi says, adayin lo higia atah la'iz dodim. So, it's not time for the geula yet. Manazal achoseinu, how are we going to save our sister who's in Gullus, our sister who has such difficulty being tortured by the nations? Manazal achoseinu bayom she'idu barba, on the day that it's understood. So what happens? It depends if they have emunah. This is a pasuk Rashi says, "Im chomahi, if their emunah is strong like a wall, nivra latiras kasef, then we'll be able to build a base of mikdash out of silver and it'll be forever." Vim delasi, but if their emunah is like a shaky door that opens and closes, natsura la luach eres, that'll just be built by wood. Wood is subject to rotting. Wood is subject to a temporary state. So Hashem answers the angel, the Malachim, it depends on their emunah. That'll depend everything about how short or long this galus might be. The Gemara in Yuma discussed this pasuk also. Reish Lakish was in the Yarden. Says the Gemara, let me just find it. Reish Lakish havisachi biyardina, right? Like the story when Rabbi Yochanan met him, but I think this is later. Reish Lakish havisachi biyardina. Asa Rabba Barachana. He sees Rabba Barachana. Yov leyadi, gives him a hand. Amalei alaka sanina luchu. Reish Lakish says, Rabba Barachana, you know God hates you guys. What does that mean? Reish Lakish was from Eretz Yisrael. Rabba Barachana was from Bavel. Dichsiv, because the pasuk says, Imchomi nivra latiras kesef. Imdalasi nasur la luch eres. What's that referring to? It's referring to the Jews who didn't come up by Yesheni. Im asitem asbachem kechome va'alisem kol chebi mei Ezra nimshaltem kekesef shein rekev sholit bo, and there'll be a permanent base of Mikdash if all the Jews would have come back. Achshav shalitem kedelasos, you came up like doors. Rashi, sha'ar sheish bo shnei delasos poseach achad v'chaveru soger kach alitem lachatzoin. Some of you came up 22,000 plus, that's it. So therefore, nimshaltem ke'erez shaharekev sholit bo. So that's why we weren't zocha to have a base of Mikdash. So that's what Reish Lakish told Rabbi Rachana. But that's also alluded to in this pasuk. If we do what we're supposed to do, then great. If not, not. And now Hashem, Bnei Yisrael say, they answer, yes, ani chomo, we'll be like the wall, we'll be strong. We try, we say to the Malachim, we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we'll do it, v'shaddai kamigdalo, shaddai, as is a number of times in the Sefer already, Rashi says it's referring to the Batei Knesios, Batei Midrashos, Talmidei Chachamim. They are our protections. Kamigdalos, az hayisi beinav kamotzi shalom. Once I said this declaration, Bnei Yisrael say, then we have found peace with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kerem Hayel L'Shlomo, now we reference the whole Gullus situation. There was a Kerem L'Shlomo, as Rashi says at the beginning of the Sefer, Shlomo in the Sefer means Hashem, the Melech Shalom Shalo. Kerem Hayel L'Shlomo, Bebal Amon in Yerushalayim. We were God's vineyard, we were the Kerem in Yerushalayim. Now, son of the Kerem L'Notrim, but Hashem gave the Kerem to guards who he had to give him to. Who were the guards? Rashi says, the guards were Bavel and Madai and Yavan and Edom. Ish yavi bepiryo elav kesef, and every one of them brought heavy taxes on the Jews. Heavy taxes on the Jews. Karmi shali, Hashem declares lefanai. But it's going to come a time that the Kerem is going to come back in front of me. Karmi shali lefanai. Rashi liyom adin yaviyeh makadosh baruch hu b'mishpat. Hashem is going to bring them and say that, you know, they're all mine. The nations are going to try to say, okay, we didn't do anything. Ha'elof l'chash shlomo. Here, take the 1,000 that we took. Umatayim l'nochem es piryo. We'll give it back. They try to give it back, but at that time it's going to be too late. Remember that Gemara, the beginning of Avodah Zarah, Daf Beis, the only Masechta that starts off with Agadata, where the nations of the world try to defend themselves against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. First Rome comes in, and Paras comes in, and they all try to say, what do you mean everything we did was for Bnei Yisrael? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to them, Shotim Sheba Olam, that's wrong. Kol Mash Asitim L'Tzorach Atzmachem Asitim. You did everything for yourself, you didn't do anything for Klal Yisrael. And that's the Gemara, and they say, give us another chance, and Hashem gives them the mitzvah of Sukkah, and it's very hot, and they go in and kick it down. Either way, it's going to be too late. Hashem says, Karmi Shalil Vanai, my Kerem's going to be in front of me, but Bnei Yisrael going to be there, they're going to try to give things back. It's not going to work. And Hashem ends off the second to last pasuk in Shir HaShirim. Hayosheves baganim. Those who sit in the ganim. Rashi says, those who sit in the Batei Knesios and the Batei Midrashos. Chaveirim makshivim lekolech. The Malachim, Rashi says, the Chaveir and the Malachim even listen to Bnei Yisrael. They're listening to your voice of Torah and Tefillah. Hashmi'ini. Let me hear it. Let me hear it. And then there's one more pasuk. Right, you would have thought Rabbi Lam writes in the end of his Agada, an unbelievable mimer. right? Just to do Shir Hashirim, to get to this Maimar Dayenu. It says, the second to last pasuk of Shir Hashirim, we have a pasuk that says, the Malachim come and hear our tefillah and our Torah in our Bate Medrash and our Bate Knesses throughout the world. But that's not the last pasuk in Shir Hashirim. What's the last pasuk in Shir Hashirim? Barach Dodi, B'nai Yisrael say, please run with me, Dodi, Hashem, Hashem who's in Galus with me. Imo, right, Shchidda Begalusa, run with me, take me back. V'dmei l'cha l'tzviel ofar ha'ayalim, be like a quick hind, getting back al Hari Basam and back to Eretz Yisrael and back to Yerushalayim. So why is that the penultimate, the second to last pasuk? Says Rabbi Lam, often we think that when we have spiritual comforts, and everything's set up in Galus, and everything's great, and we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we have shuls, and we have yeshivas, we have everything. We think that's the goal, and we forget that Eretz Yisrael is the real goal of every Jew. And that's why the second to last pasuk is not the last pasuk. The second to last pasuk says, Torah, and Tefillah, and the Malachim come and even listen. But that's not the last pasuk. The last pasuk is, come back to Eretz Yisrael. Says Rabbi Lam, our companions, the angels, cluster, and Rabbi Lam says this, sitting in Galus. Our companions, the angels, cluster about our synagogues and our yeshivot to listen to the pure voice of our spiritual accomplishments. And yet, despite all this, despite the angelic approbation of our Yiddishkeit in the diaspora, it's only the next to last verse. The last verse changes it all. The Song of Songs of Jewish Life ends on a different note. And he quotes it, get us back quickly. Despite the physical comforts and the spiritual convenience of the diaspora, we ask God to flee from it and to take us out of it with him. The story of religious complacency of diaspora Jewry is an old story. Not only did the Medrash predict it and Rashi quote it, but unfortunately the last of several generations practice it. But Lamb goes through and he continues, and he says, a Jew must remember in their religious life and practice that they are in Galus. They must be reminded by the observance of that extra day, Yontif Sheni. What are you Yontif Sheni for? Doesn't make sense. And we know the Kfiyat Yarcha. You should know that you're different. You should know that you're not like in Eretz Yisrael. You're not like it's supposed to be on a Daraisa level. Right? Perhaps we American Orthodox Jews, he says, are delinquent in Aliyah. I grant it. It's challenging, but we are still unredeemed. Abolishing the second days, he says, Yontif Sheni is like a knas. Abolishing the second days erases the dividing line and in effect declares that we consider ourselves permanently ensconced in the lands of our dispersion. We must never lose sight of the profound distinction between a temporary stay, even for several generations, and the fixing of our destiny permanently in exile. We must never abandon the vision of Shivat Zion and redemption, v'chulu. And we have to recognize what the second to last pasuk in Shir Hashirim is, and what the last pasuk is, Hashem should return all Jews. And all Jews should get up themselves and return to Eretz Yisrael, and Hashem should bring us all back. B'mheir of Yameinu, and we should have the love song of the Dod and the Ra'ya together forever and ever. We will stop here.